press.
We welcome you to Madison High School here in Madison, Missouri, as we get set for an out-of-conference doubleheader between the Madison Panthers and the Bevier Wildcats. Ben Wittenstein with you here on the Superstation or online at CentralMoInfo.com. Appreciate everyone tuning in for some Friday night hoops action on regional radio. We'll start with the girls team first up in the doubleheader, tipping in just about 10 minutes. And then the second game will be the boys teams facing off against each other. Madison comes in 5-1 on the Lady Panthers side, 1-0 in the CAC, and Bevier for the Lady Wildcats at 2-3. Dalton Armantrout, the head coach for this Madison Lady Panthers team in his first season, taking over for Jacob Yauss, who was at the helm for the Lady Panthers last year. On the Bevier side, Ryan Remley is their head coach. These teams, no strangers to each other. Last year, Madison took the win in the girls' game 71-25. In fact, Madison has won the last four matchups between these two teams. So it should be a fun one. Bevier looking to get back on track, especially against Madison, and maybe start a bit of a winning streak going. They've won, lost, and won their last three games. And talking to head coach Ryan Remley, he talked about the need to get back on that consistency train in terms of getting the wins stacked up with each other. So they may be trying to get that done tonight, trying to make two wins in a row. On the Madison side, they came coming off their first loss against Cairo on the 11th. Before that, riding a five-game win streak. So they're trying to get back on track with a win tonight as well. I talked with both head coaches, Dalton Armantrout and Ryan Remley, before this matchup and talked to them, and they told me what to expect and what they have seen from their teams so far this year. So you'll be able to hear that coming up in 60 seconds here on Crest. We got a fun doubleheader for you coming from Madison High School here from Madison, Missouri. Up next on Crest.
Now is the time to think about having your boat serviced for the winter. Maybe the hull needs some TLC or the flooring needs to be replaced. Need to replace the carpet? How about a full detail inside and out? Mr. Wrench's Trading Post has openings right now for major and minor projects this winter with discounted shop rates. Between November 1st to February 28th, there are open times in the shop, so call now. Mr. Wrench's Trading Post in Bevier, 773-5225. That's 773-5225. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle for under $15,000? Right now, Thomas Motors has late model, locally owned, one-owner trade-ins ready to roll. The lot at Thomas Motors is full of great deals, like a 2014 Chevy Malibu, a 2012 Nissan Rogue, a 2011 Cadillac. Buy local, save big, and drive home in your pre-owned vehicle from Thomas Motors today. Visit Thomas Motors online at thomasmtrs.com. Thomas Motors, your full-line GM dealer in Moberly.
Here on Regional Radio, previewing the girls Madison Bevier basketball game. Now talking with Madison girls basketball coach Dalton Armantrout. And coach, you guys started out the season pretty hot. Five-game win streak for you guys. What helped lead to that five-game win streak to start the season?
Well, I think everybody has a good role. They know their role. And we've gotten some balanced scoring from everybody. Keeley's been scoring quite a bit. And if she's not, then Charity's picking it up. And then we have two great post players in Taylor and McKenzie, and Riley Thomas she's really stepped up lately. So is Savannah Colum, and Lexi's been doing good handling the ball for us, and Annika's been coming in filling the twins' spots at times. I think everybody has been playing well, and we're very well balanced.
And mentioning some of the players, as you said, Keely Bennett, the leading scorer on your team so far this year. What type of impact has she had for the team this year?
You know, she it seems like when she scores, they get everybody else starts to get going. You know, she plays on the wing with Lexi handling the ball, but sometimes we have her up playing the point as well. Defensively, you know, she gets out passing lanes and starts the break, and she does a lot of good things for us.
Talking to Madison girls basketball coach Dalton Armantrout, and talking on the defensive side of the ball for a second, you've held four of your last five opponents under 40 points so far. What's been the key to your defensive success?
Well, I think, for a class one school, we're pretty big. You don't see that too often. As we're a bit, excuse big, but we're also long. We've got long arms. So they communicate well, and they're in their spots, and they're basketball smart. So I think that helps, too, in being in your spots.
Focusing on that game against Bevier, what are going to be some keys to get the win?
They have a couple good players. We got to make sure we know where they are. Obviously, we got to rebound and defend. We got to come out and have a good start. Can't turn the ball over. We just got to play our game, and the rest will take care of itself.
All right, Madison girls basketball coach Dalton Armantrout. Coach, thanks so much for joining us on the pregame.
Thank you.
The Bevier C4 School District and Bevier appreciate their Wildcat and Lady Wildcat student-athletes. These athletes continue to show a positive attitude during every game. And while the athletes are displaying good sportsmanship on the court, what's even more impressive is that the fans are setting good examples from the stands. The Board of Education, Administration, Faculty, and Staff of the Bevier C4 School are proud of you. Keep it up, athletes and fans. Go Wildcats and Lady Wildcats!
Do you find yourself unable to get to the doctor because your schedule is so hectic? Total Family Healthcare in Macon is making it easier for you to be seen when it works for you. Total Family Healthcare's walk-in clinic is open weekdays from 8:30 to 4. Now you have the opportunity to see a doctor when it suits you at Total Family Healthcare's walk-in clinic in Macon, making it easier for you to take care of yourself. Total Family Healthcare in Macon, online at smhmo.org.
Here on Regional Radio, talking now with Bevier girls head basketball coach Ryan Rimbley. And coach, guys, coming off a win against Novinger, what went well for your team in that one?
You know, that one, our girls, we got into a lot of foul trouble. I think it was definitely a record for us on the number of fouls in the game. But we had some younger ones step up, and even some of those players that aren't necessarily used to getting some time or something. It was just a good team win that night.
Now, in your last few games, you guys have gone win, loss, win, and I'm sure you want to get more consistency with those wins. What are going to be some keys for you guys to start building a win streak?
Well, just doing the little things correctly. You know, we lost, the ones we've lost has been a combined total of like 12 points. And so, although, you know, you need to pick your positives, but in those could have been wins had we done the little things. And I think hopefully the girls are realizing that. And when we put together, you know, games like the La Plata game or against Novinger, you know, we have, more girls stepping up, more balanced scoring with that. And so it's pretty cool to see them starting to catch a glimpse of, I think, what they're able to do.
Now, I know it's early on in the season, but what do you feel is one of the stronger parts of your team so far this year?
Well, part of it is the we have three seniors, and their leadership has been really good. They've set the tone in the games, and stuff, and just that. One of our areas is, you know, in those two games where we've gotten those wins, it's taking care of the ball, you know, and hopefully we can continue to do that. And then they are very unselfish, you know. They'll pass to whoever. A lot of the time it doesn't matter. And that's, to me, that's a strong point.
Talking with Bevier girls basketball coach Ryan Rimbley, and defensively, how strong do you feel the team is so far?
You know, at certain times we look pretty good. We've definitely got some things to work on, but they do a pretty good job. We're working on being aggressive. and really finding just that fire from putting it together, all four quarters, and not, you know, against the Hale team, we kind of, you know, set around the first half and didn't do the little things correctly, and the intensity really wasn't there. And then we, you know, came back in the third and fourth quarter, and then, you know, it was kind of a different team. So my challenge to them is to start and finish that way.
Focusing on the game against Madison, what are going to be some keys for you guys to get the W?
It is going to be obviously a tough game for us, just matchup-wise. One thing is if we can, you know, try to stop the post game. We know that they are strong in the post and their guards as well. So really, I mean, we're going to have to defend well, get boxed out as much as we can, and then take care of the basketball. And like I said, I keep saying that, but just do the little things right, whether it's taking care of the ball or making, you know, chip shots or whatever. And we're going to have to capitalize on those little things.
All right, Bevere girls basketball coach Ryan Remley. Coach, thanks so much for joining us on the pregame.
Hey, thank you very much.
Save thousands on over 200 pieces of equipment. Don't miss Seidenstricker's multi-million-dollar used equipment auction Saturday, December 15th at 10 a.m. in Palmyra. Take advantage of year-end tax savings on tractors, combines, sprayers, forage harvesters, planters, balers, mocos, and more, plus dozens of implements. Choose from John Deere, Case, New Holland, and others. Don't miss Seidenstricker's used equipment auction December 15th at our Palmyra location. Go to Seidenstrickers.com for more details.
Need a ride across town? Then call 7800 Taxi Service of Moberly at 263-7800. Car broke down or in the shop? Call 263-7800. Need a ride to the doctor's office or the grocery store? Call 263-7800. Had too much to drink? Don't get behind the wheel. Call 263-7800. Call 7800 Taxi Service in Moberly for a quick pickup and safe, secure passage when you need to get from here to there. 7800 Taxi Service sends a special salute to Keely Bennett and the Madison Panthers basketball team.
We've seen our first snowfall, but before more flies, now's the time to get a free estimate from Capital Paving and Construction. They are a full-service asphalt and paving company who can work with your schedule and budget. Plus, you can count on quality because their projects range from heavy highway construction to DOT paving to commercial and residential. Get an A Better Business Bureau rated company, Capital Paving and Construction, with several Missouri locations or online at capitalmo.com.
Mizzou MAC offers you the best of both worlds. Mizzou MAC is a co-enrollment program that ensures acceptance to the University of Missouri. Experience everything university student life has to offer while enjoying the massive tuition savings of MACC. Capitalize on your A-plus program by using it toward your Mizzou MAC education. This just might be the smartest way to become a Tiger. Stop waiting and emerge as a Mizzou MAC student today. MACC, the college for you.
And welcome back to Madison High School here on Superstation Crest or online, centralmoinfo.com. We're getting set for tip-off between the Madison Lady Panthers and the Bevere Lady Wildcats. And the tip is won by Madison, going left to right on your radio dial. And they turn it over in the lane. Bevere, the first steal of the game. The Lady Wildcats moving right to left, decked out in their visiting purple jerseys. White lettering and quick basket from Emily Nolte. Emily Nolte gets on the board first for Bevere. Madison in their home whites, purple lettering, yellow outline. Three on the way from the right wing from Keely Bennett. Missed long in the rebound. Bevere, Jersey Allen on the rebound. Madison comes in 5-1 on the season. Bevere 2-3. 40 seconds here into quarter number one. 2-0 lead for Bevere. Over to the right side. Mary Bradley, high right side. Now Anna Miller. Trying to find a cutting Nolte. It's taken away and stolen by Madison. Bennett on the steal. Outlets it out right side. Charity Morris. Right of the lane she goes and kicks it back out. Bennett takes a step inside the lane. Fires from 10 off to the right. And the rebound to Bevere. Some quick misses by Madison. And Bevere, the rebound again going right to left. Led by head coach Ryan Remley. High elbow is Nolte. She'll reset the offense top of the key, forcing it into the left corner for Bradley. She drives baseline. Floater is good from Mary Bradley, and it's 4-0 Bevere early on. It's a three-quarter court pressure from the Lady Wildcats. Madison breaks it, going left to right. Ball tipped out of bounds right in front of me and the Bevere bench on the near side. It'll remain with Madison. The Lady Panthers have had a good hold on this rivalry. Madison won last year 71-25. They've won the last four games as well. Now down 4-0 with 6:20 remaining in the first quarter. Bennett left to right for Madison. Right corner. She attacks inside the lane through traffic. Gets the layup off the window and in. Madison, first time on the board. 4-2. Down to Bennett, her first 2 points of the game, averaging 15 a game so far this season. And the ball's loose on the floor. Bennett goes diving for it. And a whistle and a jump ball call. Arrow favors Bevere. We got Rashawn Tompkins and Milton McHenry in the Zebra jerseys tonight. Jack. 2 minutes here into the first quarter. Bevere with it across the timeline as Bradley swings it into the right corner for Miller. Now right to the lane it goes to Inskip. Now to Allen. Trying to find a cutting Inskip. It's taken away and stolen by Morris. Out to Bennett. Madison trying to run. Lexi Wolf with it, bouncing it back up top to Bennett. Probing inside, hands it off right wing for Morris. Back into the right corner. Bennett lobs it inside the paint for Taylor O'Bannon. Kicks it back out to Wolf. She'll fire a three. Rattles out. Rebound underneath goes to Morris. Offensive board put back just short. Gets another offensive rebound. Tipped out of bounds, though, on the baseline. It'll remain with with Madison. 5:26 to go in the first. 4-2 Bevere lead. Madison's ball inbounding under its own basket. Out to O'Bannon. And now to Charity Morris. Back left corner for Bennett. And she fires and makes a three. And Madison now ahead by one. Bennett with all five of Madison's points. 5-4 is their lead. 5:10 remaining. Across the timeline is Bradley. And she gets fouled. This one will be on Morris. The starters for these teams. Madison starting Lexi Wolf, Riley Thomas, Keeley Bennett, Charity Morris, and Taylor O'Bannon. Bevere with Mary Bradley, Jersey Allen, Candace Inskip, Anna Miller, and Emily Nolte. Right to left goes Bevere, now down 5-4. Fitting up top is Nolte, now kicking it right wing for Inskip. Bouncing it right corner, Miller finds a cutting Inskip in the lane. She bobbles, catches it, and goes up with it, and she misses the layup. Rebound Madison. Here comes Morris, right side, hesitates at the perimeter. Attacks inside, now kicks it back out to Bennett. She'll attack right side, through traffic, flips it up off the window and in. The junior, Keeley Bennett, showing off why she's the leading scorer for this Madison team. Now with all seven of her team's points, 7-4 Madison's lead. 4.5 remaining here in the opening frame. Bradley attack, jumps from 5 and knocks it down. Bradley with 4, it's 7-6. Madison's lead down to 1. Bounce across the timeline, can't be reached by Morris. And it'll sail out of bounds, a turnover for Madison, back to Bevere down 1. First game of our doubleheader tonight here on Crest. We'll have the boys' game. And the ball tipped away by Morris on the inbound, but it'll remain with Bevere. Bradley and Morris against each other in the backcourt. 4:16 remaining here in the first. The inbounder is Miller. And as she throws it right to Morris, a steal, and Morris puts it in. 2 points for Morris. 9-6 now is Madison's lead. A whistle and a foul. This one called on Morris. The substitution's being made. Riley Thomas checking back in for Charity Morris. Bevere's ball down 9-6 with 4:11 to go. Inbound to Inskip, and she'll hand it off to Bradley, and the press goes back across the timeline. Long lead pass out of the reach of Nolte, out of bounds. And the ball back to Madison with 4:04 to go. Madison, 6 returning players from last year, but they did lose their leading scorer from last season in Beyonce Stocks. Certainly a huge hole for this team to fill. But Keely Bennett has done a good job, averaging 15 a game. Riley Thomas as well, 12 a game. And up top is Savannah Cullum. Gets it to O'Bannon. Back to Bennett, high left wing. Left of the lane, the ball goes into Riley Thomas's hands. Back to Bennett. She'll knife through the lane. To the basket she goes and puts it in. The junior, a quick first step. 11-6, Madison's lead, and Bennett has 9. Weaving her way across the timeline. Nolte to the basket she goes. Hard layup missed. Offensive rebound, Mel Bevere. Back out to Bradley. She'll attack left side and get fouled on her layup attempt, and she'll be going to the free throw line for 2 shots. Cullum got tagged with the penalty. That's 3 team fouls now on Madison. And Bradley at the free throw line. First free throw is good, and Bradley has five of her team's seven as Mackenzie O'Bannon checks out for Taylor O'Bannon. Want to thank some of our sponsors, Bender Back Auto Body, Shoemaker's RV Park, Mr. Wrench's Trading Post and Repair, Bevier Medical Clinic, located in Prokop's Family Pharmacy, and Bevier C4 School District, all of Bevier. Bradley goes 2 for 2 from the line. It's now 11-8, Madison's lead, and it's ball moving left to right. Bennett up top, one-arm pass to O'Bannon, kicks it left corner for Cullum. She'll circle, now gets it back up top. Bennett open for three, she pumps, now fires a pass down low, right block, open for Thomas, and she misses the layup short. Rebound goes to Bevier. Bradley across the timeline, double on the ball, poked away from behind, on the ground. She goes to pick it up. Now she gets it back to her teammate in the lane. It goes for Inskip, and she's hitting foul. They're going to get Bennett on the foul. That'll be the team's fourth. Bennett's first.
Zona.
2:58 remaining in the first. 11-8, Madison's lead. Bevier inbound under its own basket. And the lob goes back near the timeline. Bradley corrals it high right side. Call him on her. Bradley puts it on the deck, hands it off to Nolte, circling right, now switching directions in the lane. Floater tipped and corralled by Madison. Here comes Wolf leading the charge. The 5'2 sophomore up the left side, kicks it in the corner. Cullum finds O'Bannon left of the lane, finds it cutting Bennett. Now she'll kick it back out. Bennett gets the ball back right wing, swings it over left side. Wolf inside O'Bannon, attacks, finds on the right block for Thomas. Easy layup for her. Great ball movement by this Lady Panthers team. 13-8, Madison ahead with 2.5 to go in the first. Bevier right to left, spinning in the lane is Nolte. Right of the lane she goes, tries to kiss it off the window. No, too hard. And the rebound underneath to Madison and a whistle and a foul. This will be the first team foul going against Bevier, and it'll go on Candace Inskip. 2:15 remaining here in the first. Madison 13-8 lead. It's also their ball moving left to right. 5-1 on the year, led by first-year head coach Dalton Armantrout. Took over for Jacob Yaus, who was their coach last season for a year. Here's Bennett knifing in, bouncing it left block. O'Bannon, she goes up for a layup and gets called for a charge. Anna Miller got in front, and she held her position as she sailed to the floor. And that'll be the 15th foul against Madison. As Annika Salmons now checks back in. And O'Bannon to the bench. Full court pressure, Madison. Bevier breaks it easily. Lead pass out to Nolte across the timeline. One-on-one left side. She goes for a layup and puts it in. Nolte with four. It's 13-10. Madison's lead down to three. Wolf leads the charge the other way for the Lady Panthers. Swings it over right side for Bennett. Now back up top. Cullum, left corner. Wolf open for three. She takes it off the rim, bouncing off. And the rebound underneath goes to Madison. Bennett, scrum underneath. And a tie-up and a jump ball called. Arrow favors Madison, so they get the ball back. It'll be Bennett inbounding left of her own basket on the baseline. 5'8 junior looking for someone. Finds O'Bannon right to the lane, back to Bennett. Circling underneath, one-arm pass. It goes to Thomas. She fires baseline from five and missed, and the rebound, Bevier. And they almost throw it away, but back into the hands of Bradley. Some full court Madison pressure. Bradley across the timeline, finds underneath, in skip open on the right side for two. Nice job by Bevier to get out of a tough Madison pressure situation. It's now 13-12. Madison's lead down to one. 1:08 remaining. Wolf open for three, top of the key. No. Rebound underneath goes to Bevier. It'll be Nolte on the tie-up. She'll escape it. Zips across midcourt to the rack. She goes right hand off the rim. No. And the rebound, Bennett for Madison. 55 open. Breakaway left side is Cullum. Layup good. Nice find by the junior Bennett. Cullum with her first 2 points. It's 15-12. Madison's three-point lead with 40 seconds to go in the first. Bradley trying to cross over Cullum. Still working in the lane with her left hand. Fires up a missed shot. And rebound Bennett. Out to Wolf. In transition right to the lane. She stopped from getting inside. Out to Bennett. Tip pass inside O'Bannon. Her turnaround jumper. No, excuse me, that's Salmons. Back out to Bennett. Knifes inside the lane. And she puts it off and in. Bennett with 11, and we have 14 seconds remaining, 17-12, Madison's five-point lead. Bevier with it right to left.
7 seconds.
Bradley up top by the timeline with three. With two, she'll attack, trying to get it inside with one taken away, and that will do it for quarter number one. Madison ahead 5-17-12 over Bevere. We'll take a 60-second break. Be back with quarter number two here for Madison on Superstation Press.
Hi, this is Jamie from Prokop's Family Pharmacy inviting you to check out the new Bevere Medical Clinic. We have a full-time doctor and nurse practitioner in-house. Dr. Jim DeLine and nurse practitioner Rachel Cherentino are now taking new patients. Call Stevie, the receptionist, at 660-346-9585 to make your appointment. And if you need a prescription filled, you can get it filled quickly and correctly without leaving the building. If you are looking for that hometown personal service, look no further than Prokop's Family Pharmacy and the new Bevere Medical Clinic.
When you hear pride in small-town America, you are talking about the Madison community and school. That long, rich history of deep-rooted community pride shines forth each time students, athletes, parents, grandparents, teachers, and fans in the community gather for a school or community event. The Board of Education, administration, faculty, and staff are very proud of their students and student-athletes. Long hours of practice have created a family atmosphere within the school district that carries into the community.
Starting the second quarter, Bevere starts it with a missed shot and a foul called on the rebound attempt. This will be going against Bevere. It's a 17-12 Madison lead here on Crest as we start quarter number two. Ben Wittenstein with you all. Across the timeline, Lexi Wolf, the sophomore, has yet to score. Over to Bennett. She scored plenty, 11 points so far for her. Pick and roll with O'Bannon. Back out to Bennett, top of the key. Ball above her head, puts it on the deck. She attacked, bouncing it to O'Bannon on the right side. It's picked off. Bevere on the steal. And here come the Lady Wildcats down 5 with 7:15 remaining in the second. It'll be Bradley inside the lane. She goes to Inskip, kicking it right back out to Miller. Miller up top to Jersey Allen. She tries to get it taken away this time by Bennett. A whistle and a foul. And they're going to get Bennett on the bump foul as she went for the steal. That'll be her second. Team six in the half. Far sideline inbound for Bevere. Into Allen. She tries to tip it inside, but it's taken away. Bennett on the steal. She comes rushing inside the paint through a triple teamed, and she's fouled. And Bennett going to the line. Already 11 tonight. 15 is her average per game. She shoots 65% from the line. Toes it with the right foot. Righty's first shot rattles in. As a team, Madison shooting 59% from the line. And Bennett's second free throw good, 2 for 2. She's got 13, and it's a 19-12 in favor of Madison. 6:54 remaining here in the second, and a collision on a screen, an offensive foul. I believe they'll get Candace Inskip on this one. Madison getting the ball back, already up 7. Substitutions being made. Charity Morris checking in. Salmon's checking in as well. So it's Bennett, Wolf, Salmon's, Morris, and Thomas. In for the Lady Panthers. Moving left to right on your radio dial. Up 19-12 with 6:40 remaining in the second. Entry pass inside of Salmons. Easy move for her inside. Her first 2 points tonight. 21-12. Your Madison lead. Weaving her way is Nolte to the basket. She goes off the window. 6 points for her. 21-14. Madison back by ahead by 7 with 6:20 remaining in the second. High up top is Morris. Back up to Bennett, top of the key. She gets it back to Morris, high right wing. Looking inside, now firing a left wing. Wolf bouncing it left in the lane for Thomas. Now bouncing it for Bennett as she cuts inside, and she puts it off the window. Nice movement in space by Keeley Bennett. She has 15. It's 23-14. Madison tips the ball at midcourt, make it the steal. Here comes Morris out to Bennett. Open space for her to maneuver. She goes to the rack and puts it in. Again, another bank shot. Bennett with 17. It's 25-14. Timeout called by Bevere with 5:52 remaining. We'll take a 30-second break and be back here on Cress and CentralMoInfo.com.
happy holidays from Shoemaker's RV Park in Bevere. Shoemaker's RV Park is ready to make your camping trips memorable again in 2019. They will start taking reservations on January 2nd for 2019. You'll find the best camping, swimming, and fishing all at Shoemaker's RV Park in Bevere. Happy holidays from Shoemaker's RV Park in Bevere, where family fun is what they're all about.
Back here at Madison High School, Ben Wittenstein with you, 25-14. Madison's lead over Bevere. And Madison gets the steal out of a inbounds after a timeout by Bevere. Taking it up right side is Morris, handing it off to Wolf. The sophomore has yet to score, but she's been leading a good offense. Pretty efficient so far for this Lady Panthers team. Been getting some turnovers on the defensive side as well. 5.5 remain. Wolf left wing pumps, now gets it back up top column. She fires it into the right corner for Thomas. Now finds Morris in the lane. Back out it goes. Column three. That'll be an air ball. Out of bounds on the baseline. Back to Bevere with 5:22 to go. 25-14 Madison lead. Jaden Cole checking in for the first time tonight. She'll get in skip. Full court Madison pressure. It's been giving Bevere issues so far tonight. Nolte with it into a double team. Still in the backcourt. Still looking. Picks up her dribble. She finds Miller in the backcourt. Finally advances. In the lane she goes. Kicks it. Right side Bradley. Her layup. No, but a whistle. This will be called on Salmons. And so we'll be seeing free throws from Bradley. That's the 17th foul on Madison. So Bradley will shoot two, and she misses her first. That was a shooting foul. So for every foul until 10 team fouls, we'll see a 1-1. Second free throw from Bradley, up and in. She's got seven so far. 25-15, Madison's 10-point lead. We approach 5 minutes remaining in the first half. Madison moving left to right. Wolf, right-hand dribble across the timeline. Kicks it off left side more. She mishandles it, but gets it right back by midcourt. Now she attacks in the lane, splits the defense to the rack. She goes all the way from midcourt. Great move there by Morris. She's got four. It's 27-15. Madison Bevere moving right to left. Over to the right side, the ball goes to Miller. She gets it back up top. The three on the way is no good from Bradley, but an offensive rebound. Bevere lost out of bounds. Last touch, Madison. Lady Wildcats second chance opportunities. Inbounding under their own basket. It'll be Miller looking right to the lane. Nolte. She fires from 10 and knocks it down. 8 points for her. It's 27-17. Back to a 10-point Madison lead. Wolf over to Morris. High left wing. Left corner, Cullum. Cullum's pass deflected and stolen by Nolte. Bevere in transition. She gets it poked from behind, and that'll be a foul. So we'll see 1-1 free throws coming for Bevere. It'll be Nolte at the line for the 1-1 with 4:18 remaining in the second. Substitutions. Bennett checking back in. She's got two fouls so far, and Taylor O'Bannon as well. Nolte already 8 points so far tonight. And the righty's first free throw of a 1-1 sinks it, so she'll get a second, an opportunity to go into double digits. She leads her team in scoring right now. Long black leg sleeves for her. Second free throw up off to the right. Rebound O'Bannon. Madison gets it back up 9 with 4:15 to go. Out to Wolf, high left wing. Gets it up to Bennett, top of the key. 2-3 Bevere zone. Wolf lobs it inside O'Bannon. Double on the ball. She tries to turn. It's stripped away. Ball loose right of the lane. And there's a scrum for it. And a jump ball call. Possession arrow favors Madison. So it'll be a baseline inbound for them under their own basket. Bennett the inbounder. Calls for the team to run their play. Looking. Finds Morris right corner. Tough defense. Aggressive by Cole. But Morris able to create some space. Now under 4 to go in the first half. 9-point Madison lead. It's ball left to right. Wolf over to Morris. High right side. 2-3 Bevere zone as Bennett gets it top of the key. She maneuvers right. Now picks up her dribble. Over to Morris right wing. Inside O'Bannon. She takes a free throw line. Jumper off the heel. Rebound Bevere. And Bradley will bring it up for the Lady Wildcats. Her team down 9. Now 3.5 to go. She lobs a quick pass inside just over the head of her teammate. Out of bounds, and Madison will get it back. Talking to head coach Ryan Remley, he talked about the need for his team to win more consistently, also taking care of the ball. Madison has been doing a good job forcing some turnovers with their full court pressure. It'll be Wolf bringing the ball up for Madison. 27-18 their lead. O'Bannon inside. Her shot will be called off as Mackenzie O'Bannon traveled. And that'll be another turnover back to Bevere. 3:23 remain. Full court pressure, Madison. You got three players in the backcourt. Bevere breaks it. Pass out to Bradley. She has a line to the basket. O'Bannon there to stop her, but nice pass to the left wing to Miller, and she's open for a layup. Her first 2 points, 27-20. Madison's lead down to 7. Here come the Lady Panthers. Wolf to Bennett left wing. Circles right. Stops top of the key. Flies a three-point shot. No, but an offensive rebound. Thomas put back right side. Good. Offensive rebounds giving points to Madison. 29-20, back to 9. Inside Nolte in the lane. She lost control of the ball and double dribble. So the ball back to Madison. 2:49 remaining here in the second quarter. Wolf gets instructions on the near side sidelines from her bench from Dalton Armantrout in his first season coaching Madison. Bennett fires a pass inside, tipped, and the ball loose. Picked up by Morris. Madison gets it back. Back to Bennett, top of the key. Swings it right side. Wolf pumps on the three, picks up her dribble. Now fires a left wing, Bennett. Off screen right, she goes. Inside the paint, she fires a pass right side. Easy layup for Morris. She's got 6. 31-20, back to a double-digit Madison lead. 2:15 to go here in the second quarter. Bevere moving right to left. It'll be Bradley across the timeline. Already 7 points for her tonight. Gives it off right side to Nolte. Back to Cole right wing. Open for three. She hears her coach tell her to shoot. She fires and off the heel. Rebound Morris. Triple teamed on the press. Now out to Bennett. She's got wide open space to move across the timeline in the paint. Bouncing a left block. O'Bannon layup. Just missed. But a foul called. Taylor O'Bannon to the line. Clock stops at 1:50. They'll call this foul on Anna Miller. It'll be her first, team 5th. As Taylor O'Bannon's first shot rattles out. Gets a high five from her sister, Mackenzie O'Bannon. And Mackenzie O'Bannon will check out. Savannah Collum checking in for her. Morris takes O'Bannon's spot in the paint. Five-11 junior, Taylor O'Bannon. Second free throw in. Her first point tonight. 32-20. Madison's lead, Bevere's ball right to left with a minute 45 remaining. First game of our doubleheader here on Crest. We'll have the boys' game coming up after this. Here from Madison High School, some Friday night hoops action. Nolte weaving her way inside, blocked away, and the rebound to Madison. Bennett leading the charge out to Wolf left wing. Bouncing it back up top, Bennett. She'll attack with the right hand. Right side layup, no, but the whistle blows. And we'll see Bennett to the line. Just under 90 seconds remain. Sixth team foul. It'll be called on Jersey Allen. That'll be her first. And Bennett's first free throw, good. Junior now with 18. Surpassing her season average of 15. Second free throw, good. 19 for her. She leads all scores. It's 34-20. Madison's lead at 14 with a minute 25 remaining here in the first half. Bradley bringing it up for Bevere. Entry pass inside Nolte. Her layup blocked away by O'Bannon. Madison gets it back. Bennett wants to run. Right side Morris. One-on-one for her. Trying to get a pass. It's deflected in the paint, but Bennett gets it right back. Her layup, no ball tipped around. O'Bannon, the offensive rebound. She gets tied up with Nolte. And a jump ball called. Arrow will favor Bevere. So Bevere will get it with 64 seconds to go. Down 34-20. Bradley will bring it up. Right hand dribble bell tie. Swings it right corner. Nolte. Bennett on her. Out right side, Bradley. She attacks and kicks. Allen now to Cole, left wing. She has space to shoot. She gets it back out to Bradley. 40 seconds now. Clock continues to run. Left corner, Cole. O'Bannon on her. Cole will fire a three. Skips off the rim. The rebound, Madison. And they turn it over. Allen on the steal. Gets it back right side for Miller. Her layup good. 34-22. Madison by 12 with 25 seconds to go. It'll be Wolf. Now to O'Bannon. Free throw line. Back to Bennett. She'll reset. Gives it off to Wolf with 12 to shoot. 12 left here in the first half. Right side, Morris. She's open for three, doesn't take it. Back to Bennett with five. Bennett off to her right. Right corner, Morris open for three. She fires. High arcing shot, too short. Rebound, Bevere, and that'll do it. We go to halftime. 34-22 is Madison's lead over Bevere. And we'll take a quick break and be back with some of your stats and preview the boys' game as well. Coming up here on Cress and CentralBowInfo.com.
With adjust reduced pricing from John Deere, you can now get more for less with Seitenstricker by your side. Get a new Deere for the new year for less with a John Deere 1023 tractor, just reduced to $8,599 and nothing down with 0% for 60 months. And for work or play, get a RSX 860M Gator utility vehicle for just $11,995. Visit any Seitenstricker location or Seitenstrickers.com.
Offer ends 1/31/2019. Some exclusions apply. See dealer for details.
Our bodies go through a lot in one lifetime. Wounds, burns, failed skin grafts, crush injuries, gangrene, radiation injury, brain abscess, carbon monoxide poisoning, air embolism, decompression sickness, compartment syndrome, retinal artery occlusion, sudden sense of neural hearing loss. Breathe in and allow the healing to begin.
The Wound Healing Center at Samaritan Hospital offers therapy that heals your wounds from the inside out. If you have a wound that is not healed in 4 weeks, ask your doctor if hyperbaric oxygen therapy would benefit you. Visit smhmo.org.
Merry Christmas and happy holidays from your friends at Columbia Orthopedic Group. We are so thankful that our fantastic patients put their trust in us for all of their orthopedic needs. Here's to a happy new year and a very prosperous 2019. When injuries happen or nagging pain persists, give us a call at 573-443-2402. We're online at ColumbiaOrthoGroup.com. Season's greetings from all of us here at Columbia Orthopedic Group.
The Bevere C4 School District and Bevere appreciate their Wildcat and Lady Wildcat student-athletes. These athletes continue to show a positive attitude during every game. And while the athletes are displaying good sportsmanship on the court, what's even more impressive is that the fans are setting good examples from the stands. The Board of Education, Administration, Faculty, and Staff of the Bevere C4 School are proud of you. Keep it up, athletes and fans. Go Wildcats and Lady Wildcats.
And back here at Madison High School, halftime of the Lady Panthers and Lady Wildcats game. 34-22 is your Lady Panthers lead. Ben Wittenstein with you as we go through some of your halftime statistics. But before that, I want to thank some of our sponsors for helping make this broadcast possible. Madison C3 School, H&H Construction, both of Madison. Thomas Motors, 7800 Taxi Service, both of Moberly. Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected. Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia. Samaritan Hospital, where patients are the priority. Moberly Area Community College, Capital Paving and Construction. You can check them out at capitalmo.com. And Seidenstricker, your partner in growing a better tomorrow. All right, your leader of all scoring is Julie Bennett, the Madison junior. She's got 19. Charity Morris has 6. Sanica Salmons with 2. Taylor O'Bannon with 1. And Savannah Cullum with 2 as well. Riley Thomas with 4 of her own. Bevere. Their leading scorer is Emily Nolte with 9, Mary Bradley with 7, Candace Inskip with 2, and Anna Miller with 4 of her own. Coming up, we'll have the boys' game as well. It'll be a fun boys' matchup. Madison 2-4, Bevere 1-4 on the boys' side of things. Again, Dalton Armentrout is the leading scorer Dalton Armentrout is the coach for Madison, and A.J. Hoskin, the coach for Bevere. So that'll be a fun matchup. Madison won this one 59-33 last season. We'll take a quick break and be back with more coming up. Again, 34-22 is your Madison lead over Bevere at halftime of the girls' game here on Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
Get the latest and greatest devices at Sheraton Valley, your holiday smartphone headquarters. Sheraton Valley will keep you connected with the best holiday gift ideas, like an Arlo Go Wireless security camera. That's a great idea for hunters who want a trail camera. Deals on Model 8 phones. That's a great idea for someone wanting to upgrade. And $1 a month for a device. That's a great idea for anyone. Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected online at cvalley.net.
Let H&H Construction of Madison offer you a money-saving suggestion. Build a pole barn instead of a standard barn. Not only is it the economical choice, but pole buildings are easy to maintain, take less time to build, and are durable. H&H Construction also pours foundations, walkways, patio steps, and driveways, and does the groundwork for mobile home setups. And all work is guaranteed. Bruce and Mike Hendren have been in business since 2000, so put their experience to work for you. H&H Construction proudly supports the Madison Panthers.
Benderback Auto Body in Bevere is a name you can always rely on. Devin specializes in custom bodywork, difficult paint jobs, and minor fender benders. Benderback Auto Body in Bevere is the body shop for all of life's little and big mishaps. Benderback will get your vehicle and bend her back to her original condition. Whether it's your car, truck, or show vehicle, Benderback Auto Body in Bevere is the only name to remember and the only body shop to rely on. Benderback Auto Body accepts all insurance and gives you small town service with excellent workmanship.
Now is the time to think about having your boat serviced for the winter. Maybe the hull needs some TLC or the flooring needs to be replaced. Need to replace the carpet? How about a full detail inside and out? Mr. Wrench's Trading Post has openings right now for major and minor projects this winter with discounted shop rates. Between November 1st to February 28th, there are open times in the shop, so call now. Mr. Wrench's Trading Post in Bevere, 773-5225. That's 773-5225.
Need a ride across town? Then call 7800 Taxi Service of Moberly at 263-7800. Car broke down or in the shop? Call 263-7800. Need a ride to the doctor's office or the grocery store? Call 263-7800. Had too much to drink? Don't get behind the wheel. Call 263-7800. Call 7800 Taxi Service in Moberly for a quick pickup and safe, secure passage when you need to get from here to there. 7800 Taxi Service sends a special salute to Keely Bennett and the Madison Panthers basketball team.
Back here at Madison High School, Superstation Crest, CentralMoInfo.com. Madison with the 34-22 lead over Bevere in this girls' game. Again, we'll have the boys' game coming up next. But first, I want to thank some of our sponsors for helping make this broadcast possible. Benderback Auto Body, Shoemaker's RV Park, Mr. Wrench's Trading Post and Repair, Bevere Medical Clinic, located in Prokop's Family Pharmacy, Bevere C4 School District, all of Bevere, Madison C3 School, H&H Construction, both of Madison. Thomas Motors, 7800 Taxi Service, both of Moberly. Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected. Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia. Samaritan Hospital, where patients are the priority. Moberly Area Community College in Moberly, Macon, Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbia, and online. Capital Paving and Construction, check them out at capitalmo.com. And Side and Stricker, your partner in growing a better tomorrow. Don't forget that after this game, we'll be naming our Outstanding Player of the Game, which is brought to you by Farmers Insurance, the Jeff Freeman Agency in Moberly, for all your insurance needs, auto, home, and life. We'll be doing that for the girls and the boys game as well. So be sure to stay tuned for that. We'll also be talking at halftime with Bevere head coach Ryan Remley for their girls team and get his thoughts on this game. We'll be getting Dalton Armentrout at the end of the boys game because he coaches the boys and the girls team. So we'll be hearing from him after that one. So we'll have that lined up. And again, after the games as well, we'll be typing up the recap and putting it on our website at centralmoinfo.com. We'll take another break and be back with more and the start of the second half as well, all next here on Crest.
We've seen our first snowfall, but before more flies, now's the time to get a free estimate from Capital Paving and Construction. They are a full-service asphalt and paving company who can work with your schedule and budget. Plus, you can count on quality because their projects range from heavy highway construction to DOT paving to commercial and residential. Get an A Better Business Bureau rated company, Capital Paving and Construction, with several Missouri locations or online at capitalmo.com.
This Christmas season, Thomas Motors and Chevy invite you to become part of their family with Chevy employee discounts for everyone. The price you pay is what we pay. Not a cent more on 2018 model Silverados, Colorados, Equinox, Trax, and Cruze. Stop into Thomas Motors in Moberly today and get yours while supply is best. Enjoy the employee discount all month long. Thomas Motors in Moberly, your full-line GM dealer. Additional rebates and incentives may apply. See dealer for complete details.
When you hear pride in small-town America, you are talking about the Madison community and school. That long, rich history of deep-rooted community pride shines forth each time students, athletes, parents, grandparents, teachers, and fans in the community gather for a school or community event. The Board of Education, administration, faculty, and staff are very proud of their students and student-athletes. Long hours of practice have created a family atmosphere within the school district that carries into the community.
Hi, this is Jamie from Prokop's Family Pharmacy inviting you to check out the new Bevere Medical Clinic. We have a full-time doctor and nurse practitioner in-house. Dr. Jim DeLine and nurse practitioner Rachel Cherentino are now taking new patients. Call Stevie, the receptionist, at 660-346-9585 to make your appointment. And if you need a prescription filled, you can get it filled quickly and correctly without leaving the building. If you are looking for that hometown personal service, look no further than Prokop's Family Pharmacy and the new Bevere Medical Clinic.
Let H&H Construction of Madison offer you a money-saving suggestion. Build a pole barn instead of a standard barn. Not only is it the economical choice, but pole buildings are easy to maintain, take less time to build, and are durable. H&H Construction also pours foundations, walkways, patio steps, and driveways, and does the groundwork for mobile home setups. And all work is guaranteed. Bruce and Mike Hendren have been in business since 2000, so put their experience to work for you. H&H Construction proudly supports the Madison Panthers.
Back here on Superstation Crest, CentralMoInfo.com. Halftime of the girls' Madison Bevere game. 34-22 is the Madison score over Bevere. Previewing the boys' game quickly for a second, as we mentioned, Madison 2-4 on the season, Bevere 1-4. AJ Hoskin, the boys' head coach for Bevere, and Dalton Armantrout, the Madison boys head coach as well. Madison coming off a loss to Cairo, 63-24. It's their second loss in a row. And Bevere coming off three consecutive losses, La Plata, Hale, and Novinger. So both these teams kind of looking for their first wins of the season. First wins to get out of some losing streaks as well. Bevere already has a win so far, Madison with two as well. In this game, we've seen a lot of scoring from Keeley Bennett. The Madison junior has 19 points. Emily Nolt with 9 points of her own. Candace Inskip with two. Anna Miller with four. Mary Bradley with seven. Charity Morris, the second leading scorer for Madison, with 6 points. Both these teams almost done warming up, so we'll take a quick one more break and be back with the second half here on Crest.
Merry Christmas and happy holidays from your friends at Columbia Orthopedic Group. We are so thankful that our fantastic patients put their trust in us for all of their orthopedic needs. Here's to a happy new year and a very prosperous 2019. When injuries happen or nagging pain persists, give us a call at 573-443-2402. We're online at ColumbiaOrthoGroup.com. Season's greetings from all of us here at Columbia Orthopedic Group.
For 75 years, Moberly Motors has been driven by tradition, and that tradition continues with the 100% completion of our brand new facility and with the introduction of our brand new website. MoberlyMotors.com now makes it easier than ever to search hundreds of new Fords, Lincolns, Chryslers, Dodges, Jeeps, Rams, and pre-owned vehicles, schedule service, get credit pre-approved online, and much more. It's just another way Moberly Motors is making car buying easier while still saving you money. So don't just take our word for it. Do a simple Google search and you'll see for yourself. Facebook 4.5 stars out of 5. Google 4.6 stars out of 5. Car Gurus 5 stars out of 5. Cars.com 4.6 stars out of 5. Dealer Raider 4.9 stars out of 5. And the list goes on. Come visit the all-new Moberly Motors today on North Morley Street in Moberly and see what all the buzz is about. And check out our brand new website at MoberlyMotors.com.
Greatness. It's not born of coincidence. It's not a product of luck. It's forged through dedication, drills, and the acquisition of new skills.
Come on already!
Wanting won't get you there, but sweat equity just might.
Sheraton Valley, your complete communications provider, proudly supports all area school activities. Sheraton Valley wishes you the best of luck this season. See how we are keeping you connected at cvalley.net.
Time to start the second half here on Superstation Crest and CentralMoInfo.com. 34-22 is Madison's lead over Bevere as we get set for the second. Bevere certainly looking to make a comeback. They made a bit of a run at the end of the first half. It'll be Madison who starts with the ball as they move right to left. Wolf out left side. Thomas back to Wolf. And now it goes into the hands of the junior Keeley Bennett. 19 for her. Out to left wing to Morris. Bouncing a left baseline. Thomas to Bannon. Now to Morris. He'll attack left of the lane, kicking it out to Wolf. Back to Thomas. 10-foot baseline jumper off the rim, and the rebound, Bevere. Left to right go the Lady Wildcats, decked out in their visiting purple uniforms and white lettering. Bevere written across the chest. Nolte, right elbow. She tries to attack right side, loses control of the dribble, gets it right back. Now back up top, Mary Bradley. She's got 7. Bradley has Morris on her between the rings. Off right side, Miller. Man-to-man Madison defense right now. Attacking Nolte in the lane. Kicking it right of the lane for Inskip. Now back out to Allen. Now left wing it goes Bradley. She'll skip it to the right block. Inskip. Now back out Allen. Bouncing in Nolte baseline. She'll take it out and reset out to Bradley. Bevere being patient right now. They certainly had a couple turnovers in that first half because of quick passing. So now they're going the opposite way and slowing down. Bradley trying to pass in the lane off the leg of a Madison defender. Ball loose on the ground. Jump ball called. And it'll go and stay with Bevere. 6:40 remaining in the third. 34-22 is Madison's lead. Inbound to Bradley, left block. It goes, and it goes in for Anna Miller. She's got 6. 34-24, 10-point Madison lead. Wolf bouncing it right block to Bennett. Now swings the left wing for Morris. Back to Bennett. Quick pass inside Thomas. She gets a block right back out to Bennett. She'll attack left side. Floater with the right hand off the window and in. That's been Bennett's sweet spot, is banking it home on floaters inside the paint. Back to a 12-point Madison lead. Right side is Nolte, bouncing it back up to Bradley. Pumps an attack. She goes for the floater, and that rims home. She's got 9. It's back to a 10-point Madison lead. Morris, high left wing. O'Bannon, left elbow, back to Morris. Right wing for Bennett. She'll attack. Now kick it to Wolf, open for 3. She'll take it in and out. Offensive rebound, though, goes to Thomas, and she puts it off the window and in. 38-26. Bevere left to right. Here's Miller. Up top, Bradley. Ball above her head. Zip to pass inside. O'Bannon almost tips it, but back to the hands of Nolte. She circles in the paint, kicking it out left corner. Miller for 3 in and out. No, O'Bannon the rebound. 5:10 remaining in the third. Here's Bennett. Racing in. Open lane to the basket. She goes and gets fouled. 5:07 remaining, and Keeley Bennett, the leading scorer in this game, with 21 to the line. 2 shots on the way. Bennett shooting 65% from the line. She's 2 for 2 tonight. Free throw up and in, 22 for her. A foul called on Bradley. That's her first and team's first. Here's Bennett's second free throw, rimming home. 23 for the junior. Season high for her so far. Pressure in the backcourt. Madison. Bradley one-on-one with Morris. Lob pass over the head of Nolte. It'll sail out of bounds. Back to Madison. Turnovers have been an issue for Bevere in this game, and Madison has done a great job pressuring them into making some bad ones. As Bevere tries a three-quarter court press, Madison breaks it to O'Bannon. Now left wing Morris. She'll attack left of the lane. She stopped and kicks it back out. Bennett now, she'll knife inside. She goes with the right hand to the rack. No. Offensive rebound, O'Bannon. No. Bennett with the board and a tussle underneath. And a foul call. This will be on Bradley. That'll be her second, team second. Madison inbounding. It will be Bennett the inbounder with 4:39 remaining in the third. Out to Morris, and she'll reset on the right wing. 5'8 junior, Charity Morris, already with 6 points tonight. Gets it out to Bennett, left wing. Lob pass left baseline, Thomas, back out to Bennett. She'll circle back up top, now to Wolf, right wing. Free throw line, O'Bannon, looking for Bennett. She finds her. Bennett carves inside, now brings it back out. Back to Wolf, top of the key, firing it right wing for Morris. She'll pump an attack, right of the lane. She goes to the basket, her layup, no, but a whistle and a blocking foul called. That'll be the Bevere's third team foul. And this is going to be on Candace Inskip. That'll be her third. So Charity Morris to the line. First free throw up and good. She's got seven. 41-26 is your Madison lead. 4:12 remaining here in the third quarter. Boys game coming up next on Cress. Morris, free throw good. 2 for 2 from the line. 42-26. 16-point lead. The other way is Bevere, left to right. Cole gets it to Allen. Back up top, Bradley. Now right of the lane, Nolte. Back up to Cole. Open for three. She's set. She fires off to the right. Rebound tipped around. Offensive board, Miller. Her put back, no. And the rebound, Madison. Underneath is Tim Miller, and she throws it away. Back into the hands of Anna Miller, and a timeout called by Bevere. They want to hold on to this one after getting the steal with 3:50 remaining in the third, 42-36. Madison with the lead. We'll take a quick break and be back in 60 seconds on Cress.
MazooMac offers you the best of both worlds. MazooMac is a co-enrollment program that ensures acceptance to the University of Missouri. Experience everything university student life has to offer while enjoying the massive tuition savings of MACC. Capitalize on your A-plus program by using it toward your MazooMac education. This just might be the smartest way to become a Tiger. Stop waiting and emerge as a MazooMac student today. MACC, the college for you.
Happy holidays from Shoemaker's RV Park in Bevere. Shoemaker's RV Park is ready to make your camping trips memorable again in 2019. They will start taking reservations on January 2nd for 2019. You'll find the best camping, swimming, and fishing all at Shoemaker's RV Park in Bevere. Happy holidays from Shoemaker's RV Park in Bevere, where family fun is what they're all about.
And we're back here out of the Bevere timeout. It'll be Bevere ball moving left to right, down 42-26, and they throw it away. On the steal is Morris. One on three. She doesn't have the number. She goes to the rack anyway and puts it in. Morris with 10. 44-26. Bevere down big. This is Madison's largest lead of the game at 18, and a travel called on the other end on Nolte. 3:21 to go. Ball back to Madison.
Hey, purple, let's go.
Wolf brings it up over to the left side to Morris. Morris left wing. She'll attack and kick. Wolf open three on the right wing, and that'll nick the front rim short. She gets her own rebound. Out to Bennett. Carving inside. She goes to the rim. Her layup missed. Rebound Bevere. Nolte sprints ahead to the lane. She goes to the basket. Layup. No, and a whistle and a foul. This one going against Riley Thomas. It'll be on the floor, so Bevere will inbound under its own basket. Substitutions. Cullum checking in. Bennett checking out. 2:56 remain here in the third. 44-26 is Madison's lead. Bevere's ball. A lob out to Bradley. And a bump foul call. This will be on Charity Morris as she bumped Bradley coming across the timeline. Inbounding right in front of the scores table. Anna Miller. She'll find Bradley. She'll slowly dribble it between the rings with the right hand. Out to Cole, left wing. She has the cushion to shoot. She gets it back up top. Miller. Miller swings it right side. Bradley. Bradley attacks. Stops in the lane. She pops from five. That'll be short. Rebound goes to Madison. Here's Wolf leading the charge right to left. Two on one. O'Bannon right side. Her layup good. Mackenzie O'Bannon with two. 20-point Madison lead. 2:20 remaining here in the third. Levere moving left to right. Here's Colt. She'll attack and get fouled. Free throws on the way for Jaden Cole. This will be on Mackenzie O'Bannon. That will be team's third. And O'Bannon's second. Cole's first free throw banks in. Her first point tonight. Salmons checks in and she'll get O'Bannon. Second Cole free throw off back rim and the rebound Madison. Out to Wolf. Again, she wants to run but doesn't have numbers. She'll slow it down. Out to Morris. 19-point Madison lead. Morris weaves her way into the basket. Her layup missed for the offensive rebound. Thomas out to McCollum. Now back to Morris. Her three-point shot short. Trying to track it down. She does. On the knees and a timeout called. Madison. She was in trouble. Almost got a tie up there, but Dalton Armantrout, smart, calling a timeout. 1:53 remaining in the third. 46-27. We'll be back in 30 seconds here on Crest.
Benderback Auto Body in Bevere is a name you can always rely on. Devin specializes in custom bodywork, difficult paint jobs, and minor fender benders. Benderback Auto Body in Bevere is the body shop for all of life's little and big mishaps. Benderback will get your vehicle and bend her back to her original condition. Whether it's your car, truck, or show vehicle, Benderback Auto Body in Bevere is the only name to remember and the only body shop to rely on. Benderback Auto Body accepts all insurance and gives you small town service with excellent workmanship.
And we are back here on Superstation Crest, CentralMoInfo.com as well. 46-27 is your Madison lead over Bevere here in the girls' game. 1:53 remaining in the third. It'll be Madison ball inbounding in front of their own bench, moving right to left. And off-ball whistle and a foul. This will be on Madison. It'll be on Riley Thomas. And that'll be their fourth team foul, her second.
Hey, go, hey.
Full court Madison pressure. Bevere trying to cut into a 19-point Madison lead. Bradley weaves her way across midcourt. Over to the left side for Miller. Back to Bradley. She'll reset. Morris on her. Off to the right side, Cole. She'll fire a three. High arcing shot off the heel. Rebound tipped around and off ball. Foul called. I believe they'll get Allen on this one. And they indeed do. This will be on Jersey Allen. Team's fourth, her second. Both teams with four team fouls. 90 seconds remained in the third quarter. Wolf leads the charge for Madison. Off left side, Cullum. Stops and kicks it out. Wolf right wing. She pumps. Now finds Morris at the free throw line. Handing it off back to Wolf. Left corner it goes to Cullum. Trying to get it inside to Salmon. Excuse me, on Salmons. And she gets it poked away. But back into the hands of Cullum. Now to Morris. She'll attack right side. Kicking it right corner. For three is Thomas, way long, in the rebound Bevere. Here comes Bradley, and her lead pass intended, it seemed like, for Cole, but it sails out of bounds. Back to Madison with 56 seconds to go. It'll be Wolf bringing it up. Kicks it off to Cullum, now finds Salmons at the free throw line. Back to Wolf right wing. Left wing Morris, and she'll line up a three, fire and make. Charity Morris, 13 for her, 49-27. Madison by 22 with 34 seconds to go. Right side Nolte, she kicks it back out. Cole now top of the key, Bradley. Morris on Bradley. Left side Allen. And Allen looking for a teammate and finds Cole on the right wing. Cole with pressure on the perimeter. Her pass inside, tip, the ball's loose underneath the basket. There's a scrum for it. And jump ball called. Arrow favors Madison. 16 seconds to go. Madison up 49-27. Wolf cross midcourt to O'Bannon. Free throw line back out Morris into the left corner. Cullum up top back to Wolf. Finds a cutting Morris in the lane. Curls inside to the basket. Flips up a layup. No offensive rebound. Salmon puts it in as the buzzer sounds. That will end quarter number three. 51-27 is your Madison lead through three. We'll be back with the fourth coming up on Crest.
Do you find yourself unable to get to the doctor because your schedule is so hectic? Total Family Healthcare in Macon is making it easier for you to be seen when it works for you. Total Family Healthcare's walk-in clinic is open weekdays from 8:30 to 4. Now you have the opportunity to see a doctor when it suits you at Total Family Healthcare's walk-in clinic in Macon, making it easier for you to take care of yourself. Total Family Healthcare in Macon, online at smhmo.org. When you hear pride in small-town America, you are talking about the Madison community and school. That long, rich history of deep-rooted community pride shines forth each time students, athletes, parents, grandparents, teachers, and fans in the community gather for a school or community event. The Board of Education, administration, faculty, and staff are very proud of their students and student-athletes. Long hours of practice have created a family atmosphere within the school district that carries into the community.
Back here at Madison, 51-27, Madison's lead over Bevere as we start the fourth quarter. Bevere left to right. They get it left block for Inskip, and she makes a nice layup. 4 points for Inskip, 51. I guess they haven't changed it on the board, 51-29. Three for Morris. And Nick's off the front rim. No offensive rebound, though, goes to Bennett. Her putback missed. She gets it right back and puts it off the window and in. 30 seconds here into the final quarter, 53-29. Madison's lead, Bevere's ball. High is Jersey Allen. She's got four so far. Kicks it off left side for Miller. Back to Allen. Up top in skip. Nowhere to go. Significant non-pressure being put on by Madison. And man-to-man. Allen, left block open is Bradley. And she goes up for the layup and missed it long on the rebound to Madison. 6:55 remaining in the game. Wolf trying to sneak through some defensive pressure from Beer, and she does. Out to Bennett. Line to the lane, Bennett to the rack. Layup missed short, but a foul call. To the line, Keeley Bennett, the junior with 25 points so far tonight. This foul called on Emily Nolte. That's her third, team's fifth. Bennett toes the line. First free throw, rimming home. She has 26 and substitutions. Cullum comes in. Wolf checks out for this Lady Panthers team. Bennett's second free throw of two is good. 27 for her. 55-29. The Madison lead. Bevere in their visiting purple uniforms and white lettering. Bevere across the chest. It'll be Bradley across the timeline. Bouncing it high right block in. Skip. Bouncing it to the right block for Miller. Now back out it goes Nolte. Up top Allen. Left wing back to Bradley. She's open for three. She takes it. That'll be long. Offensive rebound. Miller. Her put back. No. And Bennett the board. Here comes Madison. Bennett trying to push the pace. Across the timeline. Left corner. Cullum. Finds a cutting Salmons back to Bennett, left wing. Quick pass from her over to the right elbow. Morris, she'll attack right side. Her layup is bouncing off the rim, no. Salmons offensive rebound, no. But she gets fouled. And Annika Salmons to the free throw line. The 5'9 sophomore, 4 points so far tonight. 6:07 remaining in the game. 55-29 is the Madison lead. First free throw on the way from Salmons. Rattles home. Five for her.
Right here. She's got 21. You get 25.
Setting up for number two as Allen checks out. Marion Benker checks in. First time in the game for her. Second free throw off the rim and out. 56-29. Madison's lead at 27. With 6 minutes remaining. in the game. High right side, Miller tries to find a cutting Bradley. Ball tipped away, back into the hands of Inskip. Bevere keeps possession. Left to right, they go. Whistle and a timeout called. Ryan Rimley wants to talk things over with his team in trouble. So we'll take a break with him. 56-29, Madison's lead. Be back in 30 seconds here on Kretz.
Let H&H Construction of Madison offer you a money-saving suggestion. Build a pole barn instead of a standard barn. Not only is it the economical choice, but pole buildings are easy to maintain, take less time to build, and are durable. H&H Construction also pours foundations, walkways, patios, steps, and driveways, and does the groundwork for mobile home setups. And all work is guaranteed. Bruce and Mike Hendren have been in business since 2000, so put their experience to work for you. H&H Construction proudly supports the Madison Panthers.
And we're back here, 56-29. Bevere down big. They have the ball. Saving from going out of bounds is Bradley into the hands of Benker. Back to Bradley, top of the key. It's been all Madison so far today. Bradley bouncing it for Nolte, and she'll bring it back up top. Crossing over Bennett, kicking it back out. Miller now top to Benker. Benker swings it right in, skip. Now into the right corner goes Bradley. Bradley tries to find a cutting Miller in the lane. She does. Miller's layup good as she gets bumped. No foul called. Hannah Miller now with eight. 56-31. Bennett to Morris. Morris top of the key, and she'll slow things down. Clock running at 5:10 remaining in the game. Off to Bennett. Ball above her head. She'll put it on the deck. Off to the right side. She goes in the right wing. Up top it goes Morris, now to Cullum left wing. Off screen right she goes, stops from the elbow, pops, shot off to the left, and the rebound Bevere. Here comes Miller. Hesitates, now finally crosses the timeline. He's got Cullum on her. Off to the right side, Bradley. And Bradley traveled as she tried to attack on Morris. And so the ball back to Madison with 4:43 remaining. Salmon's checking out, Mackenzie O'Bannon checking in. Pass goes into Bennett. Bennett off screen right, angles towards the right wing, open, but she decides to get it up top. Morris, left side, McCollum. McCollum, Antonoff O'Bannon. Bennett at the free throw line, trying to find a teammate. Finds Cullum at the free throw line. Squaring up, now left of the lane, Bennett. She'll take it out and reset. Circling right, free throw line, she probes in. Now kicks it back out for Thomas. Now back to Bennett, 4:15 remaining. I think Madison trying to run a bit of a stall here. As the pass inside, left of the lane, O'Bannon. She makes a move to the basket, missed it short. And the rebound, Bevere with 4 minutes left. Here's Bradley trying to get it. It's tipped, ball loose on the floor. Morris picks it up for Madison. Another steal from this Lady Panthers team. Outletting out Thomas right side, one-on-one. She kicks it over Cullum, left of the lane. Now back out Morris. Open for three. She thinks about it, now takes it and hits it. She had plenty of time to think it over. Morris with 16. It's 59-31. 3:40 remaining. It'll be Bradley bringing the ball up. Crossing over on Morris, kicking it left side. Miller up top, Nolte. Right side, Inskip. Into the right corner for Bradley. Looking, looking, still looking. Can't find a teammate. Now puts it on the deck. Now back up top it goes for Nolte. On Bennett. Crossing her way, spinning in the lane, off to the right side. Trying to put a shot up, blocked away, but foul called on Bennett. That'll be her third, team's fifth, with 3:14 remaining in the game. Free throw up and off to the right. .314 remaining, 59-31. Mr. Second. Rebound goes to Madison. Here comes Wolf leading the charge. 3:05 remaining. Wolf off to the right on a screen. Now back up top it goes Salmons into the left corner. Cullum. Off a screen, angles inside, open line to the basket, layup, no, but a foul, yes. And foul will be called on Banker. That'll be her first, team seventh. So now Madison in the bonus. First free throw from Cullum, good. She's got three. Serena Fredman checking in. Second free throw, Cullum rattles out. Rebound goes to Bradley. 60-31 with 2:50 remaining. Madison large lead inside Banker. Trying to go up. Double on the ball. She'll have to bring it back out to the right wing. Looking inside. Now gets it back to Bradley. Top of the key. Bradley with Cullum on her. Pass inside and skip. Backing in O'Bannon. She tries to flip one up. No off. Her defensive rebound goes to Salmons. And she throws it away. Looking for Wolf out of bounds on the far sideline. Beer gets it back with 2.5 remaining. Miller. Out to Banker, right by the timeline. Nice awareness by her to not go backcourt. Now it goes to Bradley. To Miller, back up top, it goes to Friedman. Now to Banker, into the right corner. Inskip. Up top, Bradley. 2:15 now remaining. Bradley will attack left side and hand it off back to Miller. Miller looking, back up top, Friedman. Back to the right side, Inskip. Looking for a teammate. Madison playing good tight defense here. Up top, Bradley jabs right, attacks left through traffic. Her layup too hard. Rebound O'Bannon. A minute 50 remaining in the game. Madison up 60-31 over Bevere. Again, we'll have the boys game on after this. Salmons, her layup, no. O'Bannon offensive rebound. Double team. She kicks it back out. Long too short. Bevere the rebound. It'll be Miller. Across the timeline with a left-hand dribble for Bevere. Left to right goes the Lady Wildcats. Timeout called. 1:28 remaining, a 30-second timeout call. We'll take it with him. Be back for the last 88 seconds of this one on Cress.
Need a ride across town? Then call 7800 Taxi Service of Moberly at 263-7800. Car broke down or in the shop? Call 263-7800. Need a ride to the doctor's office or the grocery store? Call 263-7800. Had too much to drink? Don't get behind the wheel. Call 263-7800. Call 7800 Taxi Service in Moberly for a quick pickup and safe, secure passage when you need to get from here to there. 7800 Taxi Service sends a special salute to Keely Bennett and the Madison Panthers basketball team.
And we are back here at Madison High School. 60-31 is your Madison lead over Bevere. Ben Wittenstein with you on Crest. CentralMoInfo.com. Game one of our doubleheader tonight on the Superstation. We'll have the Bevere and Madison boys game on right after this. They're scheduled to tip at 7:30. They may be a little bit earlier. This game ending in just about a minute and a half. It'll be Bevere inbounding far side sideline. As they get it up top to Cicely Friedman, over her head, taken away by Wolf. Madison a chance to go up more than 30 points. Wolf by the timeline. Clock at 1:15 now. Wolf angles to the right wing, terminating the dribble. Ball moving around the perimeter, now into the hands of Thomas. To O'Bannon, left elbow, squares against the basket, now attacks left side. Easy layup for Mackenzie O'Bannon. Nice move by the junior. 62-31, under 60 seconds to play. Crossing over Cole as she attacked. Now to Banker, left wing. Banker, up top, Friedman. This is Cicely Friedman. Left side it goes, Inskip. Now back up top. Ball moving around pretty well for Bevere with 39 seconds to play. Cole has it up top. Off screen left, she goes as she tries to get into the lane. Good defense there by Salmons. But a foul call. That'll be the sixth team foul on Madison. So no free throws yet, but the clock continues to run as well because Madison is up more than 30 points. Inbounder Friedman. Kicks it left corner, Cole trying to sneak past her defender, but it's taken away. Steal by Madison with 10. Wolf will hold it most likely with 5. Four as it gets to O'Bannon. And now to Wolf, and that will do it. Madison takes the big win, 62-31. As now Madison goes to 6-1 on the season. Bevier will drop to 2-4. Madison, their first win after their first loss of the season as well. And we will have the boys game coming up next as well. We'll take a quick break. Be back with more coming up on Crest.
Save thousands on over 200 pieces of equipment. Don't miss Seidenstricker's multi-million dollar used equipment auction Saturday, December 15th at 10 a.m. in Palmyra. Take advantage of year-end tax savings on tractors, combines, sprayers, forage harvesters, planters, balers, mocos, and more. Plus dozens of implements. Choose from John Deere, Case, New Holland, and others. Don't miss Seidenstricker's used equipment auction December 15th at our Palmyra location. Go to Seidenstrickers.com for more details.
MizzouMac offers you the best of both worlds. MizzouMac is a co-enrollment program that ensures acceptance to the University of Missouri. Experience everything university student life has to offer while enjoying the massive tuition savings of MACC. Capitalize on your A-plus program by using it toward your MizzouMac education. This just might be the smartest way to become a Tiger. Stop waiting and emerge as a MizzouMac student today. MACC, the college for you.
Merry Christmas and happy holidays from your friends at Columbia Orthopedic Group. We are so thankful that our fantastic patients put their trust in us for all of their orthopedic needs. Here's to a happy new year and a very prosperous 2019. When injuries happen or nagging pain persists, give us a call at 573-443-2402. We're online at ColumbiaOrthoGroup.com. Season's greetings from all of us here at Columbia Orthopedic Group.
We've seen our first snowfall, but before more flies, now's the time to get a free estimate from Capital Paving and Construction. They are a full-service asphalt and paving company who can work with your schedule and budget. Plus, you can count on quality because their projects range from heavy highway construction to DOT paving to commercial and residential. Get an A Better Business Bureau rated company, Capital Paving and Construction, with several Missouri locations or online at capitalmo.com.
Back here after the Madison and Bevier girls basketball game, Madison taking the 62-31 win. Let's go over some of the final statistics from this game. Keeley Bennett leading all scorers, 27 points for the junior. Riley Thomas with 6 of her own. Charity Morris, second in scoring for Madison. She finished with 16. Annika Salmons with 5. Taylor O'Bannon with 1. And Mackenzie O'Bannon with 4. On the other side for Bevier, Mary Bradley had 9. Candace Inskip with 4 of her own. Jaden Cole had 1. That came off a free throw. And Emily Nolte came up with 9 of her own as well. We said Anna Miller as well, 8 for her. We have to do a player of the game again, which is brought to you by Farmers Insurance, the Jeff Freeman Agency in Moberly. For all your insurance needs, auto, home, and life, go to the Jeff Freeman Agency in Moberly. And your player of the game is going to be 5A junior Keely Bennett, as she had 27 points. And she is your outstanding player of the game, brought to you by Farmers Insurance, the Jeff Freeman Agency in Moberly, for all of your insurance needs, auto, home, and life. I want to thank Benderback Auto Body, Shoemaker's RV Park, Mr. Wrench's Trading Post and Repair, Revere Medical Clinic, located in Prokop's Family Pharmacy, Bevier C4 School District, all of Bevier, Madison C3 School, H&H Construction, both of Madison, Thomas Motors, 7800 Taxi Service, both of Moberly, Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected, and Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia. We'll take one quick break and preview the boys' game coming up next here on Crest.
Looking for a pre-owned vehicle for under $15,000? Right now, Thomas Motors has late model, locally owned, one-owner trade-ins ready to roll. The lot at Thomas Motors is full of great deals, like a 2014 Chevy Malibu, a 2012 Nissan Rogue, a 2011 Cadillac. Buy local, save big, and drive home in your pre-owned vehicle from Thomas Motors today. Visit Thomas Motors online at thomasmtrs.com. Thomas Motors, your full-line GM dealer in Moberly.
Hi, this is Jamie from Prokop's Family Pharmacy inviting you to check out the new Bevere Medical Clinic. We have a full-time doctor and nurse practitioner in-house. Dr. Jim DeLine and nurse practitioner Rachel Cherentino are now taking new patients. Call Stevie, the receptionist, at 660-346-9585 to make your appointment. And if you need a prescription filled, you can get it filled quickly and correctly without leaving the building. If you are looking for that hometown personal service, look no further than Prokop's Family Pharmacy and the new Bevere Medical Clinic.
The Bevere C4 School District in Bevere appreciate their Wildcat and Lady Wildcat student athletes. These athletes continue to show a positive attitude during every game. And while the athletes are displaying good sportsmanship on the court, what's even more impressive is that the fans are setting good examples from the stands. The Board of Education, Administration, Faculty, and Staff of the Bevere C4 School are proud of you. Keep it up, athletes and fans. Go Wildcats and Lady Wildcats.
Back here at Madison High School, we're set for the boys' game coming up in just under 10 minutes. Ben Wittenstein with you on Crest. It'll be Madison and Bevere. Madison comes in 2-4 on the season. Bevere 1-4. Dalton Armantrout, the head coach for this Madison team, coming off a girls' win just before this one. A.J. Hoskin on the boys' side, their head coach, his first year as well, 1-4 on the year. Bevere riding a three-game losing streak. They haven't won since November 29th. That was at Marion County. And on the boys' side for Madison, they've lost two in a row. So both these teams fishing for their first win in a little bit. Should be a fun one. I was able to speak to head coach Dalton Armantrout and A.J. Hoskin before this, talk about this upcoming game and how their teams are doing as well. So we'll take a 90-second break, and you'll be able to hear from both head coaches coming up next here on Crest or online at centralmoinfo.com.
Binderback Auto Body in Bevere is a name you can always rely on. Devin specializes in custom bodywork, difficult paint jobs, and minor fender benders. Binderback Auto Body in Bevere is the body shop for all of life's little and big mishaps. Binderback will get your vehicle and bend her back to her original condition. Whether it's your car, truck, or show vehicle, Binderback Auto Body in Bevere is the only name to remember and the only body shop to rely on. Binderback Auto Body accepts all insurance and gives you small town service with excellent workmanship.
Get the latest and greatest devices at Sheraton Valley, your holiday smartphone headquarters. Sheraton Valley will keep you connected with the best holiday gift ideas, like an Arlo Go Wireless security camera. That's a great idea for hunters who want a trail camera. Deals on Model 8 phones. That's a great idea for someone wanting to upgrade. And $1 a month for a device. That's a great idea for anyone. Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected online at cvalley.net.
Happy holidays from Shoemaker's RV Park in Bevere. Shoemaker's RV Park is ready to make your camping trips memorable again in 2019. They will start taking reservations on January 2nd for 2019. You'll find the best camping, swimming, and fishing all at Shoemaker's RV Park in Bevere. Happy holidays from Shoemaker's RV Park in Bevere, where family fun is what they're all about.
Here on Regional Radio, now talking with Madison boys basketball coach Dalton Armantrout. And coach, you guys coming off a loss to K-Ro, what did you see from your team in that one?
Well, I don't. It was hard to compete with K-Ro's size. We didn't rebound very well out of the zone, and we didn't finish very well around the rim. I think we're too worried about their length at times, and we just couldn't get it. Finish around the rim.
Now looking at the roster, obviously Jimmy Layton is one of your returning players, the leading scorer on the team so far this season. How's his play been for the squad so far through early on?
He's been doing good. He's been playing more inside as of late, getting his buckets more in the paint. We're also looking for Caleb Chapman to contribute as well. He's been doing good so far. Didn't do very well against K-Ro, but we're looking for him to step up against Bevere and then all the other role players, looking for them to step up as well. So hoping we can get a more balanced game on tonight. So I guess we'll find out.
Talking with Madison boys basketball coach Dalton Armantrout. And obviously it's an early on to the season so far, but what would you say is the strongest point of your team so far this year?
I think everybody knows their role, and I think everybody knows what we have to do to win ball games. We're not going to go fast. We're going to kind of slow it down and kind of play to our strengths.
And obviously coming up with that game against Bevere tonight, what are going to be some keys?
Bevere, they have the Schaefer kid. They kind of use him to bring the ball up, use him inside. He's kind of a bigger kid, so we're going to have to know where he is. We're just going to have to take care of the basketball. We're going to have to do things on our end. Don't commit any turnovers. We're going to have to box out, do all the little things, and then make sure we know where he is on the defensive end so we can kind of limit him. And then if we play our game, I think we should be all right.
All right, looking forward to a fun game. Madison boys basketball coach Dalton Armantrout. And, Coach, thanks so much for joining us for the pregame.
Thank you.
Now is the time to think about having your boat serviced for the winter. Maybe the hull needs some TLC or the flooring needs to be replaced. Need to replace the carpet? How about a full detail inside and out? Mr. Wrench's Trading Post has openings right now for major and minor projects this winter with discounted shop rates. Between November 1st to February 28th, there are open times in the shop, so call now. Mr. Wrench's Trading Post in Bevere, 773-5225. That's 773-5225.
Mizzou Mac offers you the best of both worlds. Mizzou Mac is a co-enrollment program that ensures acceptance to the University of Missouri. Experience everything university student life has to offer while enjoying the massive tuition savings of MACC. Capitalize on your A-plus program by using it toward your Mizzou Mac education. This just might be the smartest way to become a Tiger. Stop waiting and emerge as a Mizzou Mac student today. MACC, the college for you.
Here on Regional Radio, we are talking pregame basketball with Bevere head coach A.J. Hoskim. And, Coach, coming off a loss to Novinger for your last game before this one, what did you see from your team in that one?
You know, we fought real hard for the first half. We were in the ball game. We got ourselves back into position to make a good run in the second half with a good basket at the end of the third quarter. I think put us down by 6 points. Kind of let it slip away with our the lack of boxing out. The Novinger boys really attacked the boards, and that was something that we needed to work on, and we took care of that in practice over the last couple of days. So hopefully we can attack the boards and take care of business on Friday night.
And now when we talked for our tip-off interviews, I know you mentioned you like to coach teams that are fast-paced. How do you feel the team has been doing that early on this season?
You know, we ran really well against Marion County up at their house early on in the season. Coming into some other teams like La Plata, we played them pretty tough in the first half. I felt like we got up before with them, and they're a real fast team. We've actually tried to slow it down a little bit more and focus on taking care of the ball and getting the offensive set up without any turnovers.
Talking to Bevere boys basketball coach A.J. Hoskim ahead of their matchup against Madison. And defensively, where do you feel like the team is so far early on?
You know, defensively, we actually play really well. We match up pretty well with bigger teams, smaller teams with our smaller guards. But obviously, we have some bigger boys to match up well with some size from opposing teams. The biggest thing is you know, we need to keep rebounding. Our defensive rebounds are important, not giving that opposition second and third chance points or opportunities to score points. And then obviously transitioning on those mistakes by the opposition, getting down the floor and finishing on their mistakes.
And I know you mentioned the rebounding. What are going to be some other keys to get the W against Madison?
Ball security, control the tempo of the game. No turnovers. Turnovers have really been hurting us early on, but we've really been working on them in practice as of late, and I've seen a lot of improvement from my point guards. So real good point guard play and boxing out and less turnovers. We'll probably hopefully get it close.
All right. Bevere boys basketball coach A.J. Hoskim. Coach, thanks so much for joining us for the pregame.
Thank you.
And we are back here in Madison High School, set for the start of the boys' game here on Crest.